I'm Alan Lytle with the WUKY News In-Depth Report. The notorious conflict between the Hatfield and the McCoy families of West Virginia and Kentucky is often remembered as America's most famous feud, but it was relatively brief and subdued compared to the longer and more numerous instances of individual and mass violence in Breathitt County. In his book, Bloody Breathitt, Politics and Violence in the Appalachian South, historian Bob Hutton examines this turbulent period in the county's history and explores the reasons the violence was often characterized in popular media as a feud.
Well, I consider the word feud to suggest a scenario of violence that doesn't generally take place. For one thing, it suggests that both parties involved are of equal standing and equal ability. And it also suggests that there's sort of a moral equivalency, if you will, between the two parties. What I found in the history of Breathitt County, Kentucky, and as well as the history of post-Civil War Kentucky in general is, no, more likely it's always assailant and victim most of the time. Even when victims do try to self-defend, that doesn't necessarily mean they're equal to the people attacking them.
And you put this in a context also, in a kind of a comparing of the Hatfields versus the McCoys. Explain that.
Well, the Hatfield-McCoy situation is considered the classic American scenario of a feud. But what I found in Breathitt County was it was very different than what we see happening on the West Virginia line. In fact, Bloody Breathitt was often reflecting what was going on in other parts of the country, especially other parts of the South, between the Civil War and the early 20th century. So the use of the word feud to both describe both has more to do with how the media was talking about Appalachia at the turn of the century than it does the actual reality of violence.
Well, since I'm in the media, let's talk a little bit about that. There were partisan newspapers, there were pro-Union and pro-Confederate and all of that, even after the war. So explain how this was covered and how that changed over the time.
You start off with an acknowledgement in the newspapers that this is a reflection of the Civil War, but by the time you get around to, say, the 1890s, it's more like just degenerate mountaineers, and the politics of the situation is no longer being discussed. The fact of the matter is the Mountaineers never gave up their politics. The newspapers just don't really want to acknowledge that. And that's why they use words like feud.
Which obviously sticks in your craw. The heart of the Breathitt factions, what was it that they were mostly fighting over?
Well, it starts with the Civil War. The Civil War happened in eastern Kentucky, just like it happened in Virginia and Tennessee. So the earliest accounts of violence in Breathitt County are part of the war. It's people in uniform killing each other. And just like you see in other parts of Kentucky and also in the South, violence continues after the war during the Reconstruction era. And as many Kentuckians know, Kentucky was not subject to Reconstruction. So there was a tremendous amount of violence here, and the United States government did nothing about it. And, of course, what you see happening in Breathitt County a few decades after that, by the Progressive era, ends up also being a reflection of this crisis of legitimacy that's reflected between the two political parties that were militarized by the war nearly 50 years earlier.
What do you want people to take away from reading the book and maybe a greater understanding about this particular time in our history?
Well, I want people to take Appalachia seriously as part of the United States. And most of all, I want people to take violence seriously. Because Americans often have a tendency to trivialize deadly violence, even when it's happening in their own country. And my book attacks a particular type of trivialization of violence, tries to demonstrate that it's actually no fun. Men with guns are very seldom very much fun.
Final question, of course, you make the point that these things are never an even exchange. Someone always has the advantage. Can you kind of expound on that?
Usually whoever has more political power or more guns is going to have the advantage. And using the word feud to suggest otherwise is often done by whoever's trying to support the stronger of the two parties. And you definitely see that in 19th century Kentucky.
You can hear the complete audio of Dr. Hutton's talk on Bloody Breathitt and more of my one-on-one interview with him at WUKY.org.